Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Gerstenstein!
Makers of Forever Yours welcome you to Curtain Time. Another dazzling crowd of theatergoers fills the lobby, and here, eager to see the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what kind of play do we have tonight?
A nice blending of comedy and romance, Myron, and I'm sure you'll like it. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're seated, let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in Connecticut Farmer by Clifford Cochran. Mr. Elders is cast in the role of Mike Lawrence, and Miss Sargent plays the part of Alicia Fairchild.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Connecticut Farmer. The scene is the large, handsomely appointed office of Jonathan Boswick, president of the Boswick Advertising Agency. Mr. Boswick, seated at his desk, looks up as Mike Lawrence enters.
Good morning, J.P. I hear you wanted to see me.
Oh, and how did you get the message? By carrier pigeon?
Well,
Mike, I've been waiting for you for over an hour.
I'm sorry, J.P. I just got in. I was up late last night with a client.
Is that what they're calling them now?
No, really, J.P.
Listen, Mike, we've got a chance to land a new account, a big one.
Yeah? Which one?
Preston's Pork Sausages.
Say, that's great. I can see it now. Eat Preston's, a sausage with a personality.
Not so fast, Mike.
Or how about, don't be pig-headed when it comes to sausage. Get the best.
Now, wait a minute.
Or maybe, eat Preston's Pork Sausages. So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Will you please be quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry, J.B. I guess I was carried away.
Well, what I was trying to say is that, well, we haven't got the account yet.
Don't worry, J.B., it's in the bag.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure. Preston is still undecided whether to give the account to us or to Bigelow and Son.
Oh, no, not Horace Bigelow and that chip off the old block, Herbert.
Yes. Now, here's the setup.
All right, shoot.
Preston is a bug on publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So our agency and Bigelow's are each going to handle the account for a period of 3 months. Strictly from the public relations end.
You mean that the best man wins?
Exactly. And I'm betting on you, Mike. We can use that account.
Well, don't worry, J.B.
It don't be too cocky. I hear Bigelow's got a new account executive who's pretty darn clever.
Yeah? And just who is this bright boy? Do I know him?
It isn't a him, it's a her.
Oh, fine. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's career women with their custom-made suits and lacquered up sweeps. Give me a simple country girl any day.
You're looking for a country girl only because you can't get any other kind to fit into that chicken farm you're always dreaming about.
Maybe so, but I'll bet a dame like... what's her name?
Alicia Fairchild.
Okay, I'll bet this Fairchild babe wouldn't know a Plymouth Rock from a Rhode Island Red.
Well, she knows plenty about advertising and publicity.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yes, and while you're standing here yapping, she's probably whipping up a terrific publicity campaign for Preston's Pork Sausages.
Listen, J.B., I've never lost an account yet, and I don't intend to start now. Especially not to Alicia Fairchild.
Hello? Oh, hello, Dad. Of course I'm coming down to the farm. I come down every weekend, don't I? What? Pick up some tip-top toothpaste for Mother. But I thought she... Oh, I get it. Another contest. Yes, Dad, I know. She has to send in the empty tube. All right, Dad. I'll pick it up before I drive down. Goodbye. Come in.
Hello, Alicia. May I come in?
Oh, Herbert, yes, come in.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, I was just talking to my father.
Oh, how is he?
Fine.
Alicia, you're not going to Connecticut again this weekend, are you?
Oh, why, yes.
But Father and I thought you might spend a weekend at our country place.
Oh, I'm sorry, Herbert, but I promise, Dad. Perhaps next weekend.
That's what you said the last two times.
Well,
Alicia, are you in love with a neighboring farmer down there?
No, of course not. It's just, well, whenever I go down there, I renew my strength for another week in the advertising business.
Well, maybe you're working too hard. If you want me to, I'll talk to Father.
Oh, no, I do work hard, but I love every minute of it.
Well.
When the weekend comes, Herbert, I like to relax. I stop playing the part of a clever career woman and let my hair down.
But you could let...
On the farm, I just go around in pigtails and dungarees.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
But it's true. On the farm, I'm just plain Alice Benson.
Benson?
Yes. Fairchild's my mother's maiden name. Makes me sound more like a career woman than...
That does suit you better. Really, I just can't picture you fussing around a farm.
Oh, I wouldn't call feeding chickens, milking cows, and raising pigs fussing around.
You raise pigs?
Why, one of my pigs won first prize at the county fair. You should see him.
No, thanks. I can't stand pigs.
Herbert, I wouldn't let Mr. Preston hear you say that.
I know.
He made his fortune from pigs. Preston's pork sausages, remember?
Honestly, that's all I hear around this office lately. By the way, how are we coming with the Preston account?
Well, I have a few ideas. Nothing sensational, though. And if what I hear about Mike Lawrence is true...
Alicia, Father and I have every confidence in you.
Well, thank you, Herbert. I wish I felt the same way.
Oh, but you...
Perhaps when I get down to the farm...
What about the farm?
Well, I get some of my best ideas there. And that reminds me, I mustn't forget the toothpaste for Mother.
Toothpaste?
Yes. She's entering another contest. This is the third this week. No telling what the next one will be.
J.B., I've got it.
Well, maybe you should see a doctor.
Listen, we'll run a contest to select the pig which best personifies Preston's pork sausages.
Say, now.
Every pig entered in the contest must be a prize winner.
I get it. Preston's pork sausages come only from prize pigs.
Right.
My guy thinks you've hit it. It sounds good.
Good. It's terrific.
Well.
After we select the winning pig, I'll start a campaign that'll make it the most famous pig in the country. Why, I'll make him as famous as Lassie or Gene Autry's horse or...
Or Mary's little lamb, man. Mike, I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Oh, forget it, J.B. I told you not to worry. And now let's see our little career woman, Miss Alicia Fairchild, top that.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. And now, Myron Wallace.
For the past several months, we have been telling you about the delightful pleasure to be found in the taste of a Snickers candy bar. Now we would like to tell you about another Mars confection, companion bar to Snickers and Milky Way, a bar called Forever Yours. Forever Yours is truly a real taste thrill. For in Forever Yours, you enjoy a rare combination of a thick, dark chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a soft vanilla nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. Altogether, the dark chocolate, golden caramel, and snow-white nougat make every taste of Forever Yours a real thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. Treat yourself to the enjoyment that is forever yours.
Curtain time!
This is the call for the second act from Connecticut Farmer, brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Although they don't know each other, Alicia Fairchild and Mike Lawrence of rival advertising agencies are competing for the same account, Preston's Pork Sausages. Well, Mike has already come up with a contest idea, but Alicia seems to have had less luck. Now, a few days later, the door of Alicia's office opens.
Hello.
Oh, Herbert, you come in.
I can see by the look on your face that you've already heard about Mike Lawrence's contest.
Yes. I guess he's won the first round, and perhaps the account of that contest goes the way I think it will.
Well, don't fret, Alicia.
Oh, but I can't.
I have a little plan that will take care of that contest and make Mr. Mike Lawrence look pretty silly.
Well, for heaven's sake, Herbert, tell me about it.
Oh, no, you might not approve.
What do you mean?
You go right ahead with your ideas for publicizing Preston's pork sausages, just as though nothing had happened.
Oh, but Herbert...
I only mentioned it because I didn't want you to worry about the contest.
But aren't you at least going to tell me when I can expect to see Mike Lawrence looking, as you put it, pretty silly?
Oh, it should be rather soon after he announces the name of the winner of his contest. Yes, quite soon, in fact.
Thank you.
contest.
Great, my great.
Brother, am I glad that's over.
Sit down, son. You look as though you've been on a lost weekend.
I feel like it, too. But instead of seeing pink elephants, I see pigs, all sizes, shapes, and colors. I haven't slept all week.
I tried to warn you, Mike, but you insisted on judging the contest yourself.
Only because I wanted to be sure there'd be no slip-ups. I didn't bargain for the ingenuity of some of our contestants, either.
Oh?
J.B., there are six pigs in my office this very minute.
No!
Grunting is driving me crazy.
I see what you mean.
Some contestants didn't think pictures would do justice to their prize porkers, so they shipped them to me for my personal attention.
Well, say, why don't you send them over to Bigelow and Son with our compliments?
I'd love to. One of them even reminds me of Herbert.
Oh, the poor little pig.
If you'll excuse me, J.B., I'm going home to sleep.
Wait a minute, Mike. Who won the contest?
Hmm? Oh, sure. Here's the picture. A beaut, huh?
The girl or the pig?
Why, the pig. I didn't even notice the girl.
Oh, son, you must be beat. What's her name?
The pig?
No, the girl!
Oh, it's on the back of the picture.
Oh, yes, I see. Alice Benson, Westport, Connecticut. Well, when do we announce the winner?
Not until I've had a chance to do a little checking on Miss Benson.
Well, what for?
Why, to make sure the pig really is a prize winner and that she's the owner.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And look, J.B., don't even whisper the name of the winner until everything is sewed up tight.
Oh, of course not.
I wouldn't put it past Bigelow and Son to try and pull a fast one.
Neither would I, especially a woman like Alicia Fairchild. But when do you leave for Connecticut?
Tomorrow morning.
Good.
That's why I want to get some shut-eye now. I want to be rested up for an early start so I can avoid the Saturday traffic. I beg your pardon, but can you tell me whether I'm on the right road to the Benson farm?
Yep.
Is it far from here?
Nope.
Well, do you know where it is exactly?
Yep.
Look, if it won't strain your vocabulary too much, do you think you can tell me how to get there?
Yep.
Now, see here, loquacious.
Name's Zeke.
Okay, Zeke. Now, let's try it once more. Maybe this dollar will have some effect on our one-sided conversation.
Well, it sure would, stranger. You take the next road to the right about a quarter mile up. You'll see a house with a green picket fence. That ain't it. Then, you keep going for another quarter mile, you'll come to another house with a white picket fence and a red mailbox. That's it. You a friend of the Benson?
Nope. Hey, you there, little girl.
Were you calling me?
Well, yes, but it seems that I made a mistake.
Well, yes, I guess you did.
Well, you certainly had me fooled with those pigtails and dungarees.
You mean it's not the kind of outfit that attracts a man's attention?
Quite the contrary. You're a relief from the women I'm used to seeing.
Oh, well, no.
No makeup to cover those lovely freckles, no blood-red nail polish. You're perfect, even to the smudge on your nose.
Oh dear, I didn't know.
No, please, don't wipe it off. It's lovely.
But I'm sure you didn't call to me just to tell me you, liked the smudge on my nose.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was carried away.
You don't look like the type who's carried away easily.
Well, when you're in the advertising business, you...
Oh, are you in advertising?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm here. This is the Benson farm, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm looking for... Hey, you must be Alice Benson.
Why, yes. How did you know?
By your picture.
My picture?
Yes, of you and your pig. The one you sent into the contest.
Contest? What contest?
Why, the contest to select the pig which best personifies Preston's pork sausages.
Preston's? Oh, no.
Well, don't be so disappointed. You, your pig won.
Oh, no.
Look, I'm Mike Lawrence, and my company...
Mike Lawrence? Oh, no.
Oh, now, see here.
Oh.
Hey, for the love of Pete, you can't... Holy mackerel, she fainted.
Oh.
Look, Mrs. Benson. Alice, she's coming, too.
Yeah, of course she is, Mr. Lawrence. She'll be all right.
Good.
What happened?
Oh, you fainted, dear. The excitement of winning the contest.
Oh, the contest. Now I remember. Mother, did you...
Oh, yes, dear. It was such a lovely picture. And you know how I am about contests.
Oh, Mother.
Well, I guess the joke's on both of us, Miss Benson.
More than you know, Mr. Lawrence. More than you know.
Oh, but there's no rule against entering someone else's picture, so you're still the winner. That is, if you'll accept the prize.
Well, land sakes, of course she will. Why, it's the biggest prize I ever won.
What? Did somebody win something?
I'll say.
Oh, James, you're just in time to hear the wonderful news. Mr. Lawrence, this is Alice's father. Oh,
how do you do, sir?
Howdy. Now, Sarah, what's this all about?
Well, James, do you remember that picture?
Alice,
that...
what in fun are you doing on the sofa with that wet rag on your head?
Dying, Father. Dying a slow death.
Oh, his excitement was just a little too much for her, Jane. She's just a little weak from joy.
Delirious is more like it.
Jump into your horse, Edward. Somebody tell me what's going on here.
Why, your daughter, that is, your daughter's pig, just won first prize in a nationwide contest.
Isn't it wonderful, James? And Mr. Lawrence here is going to make the pig famous.
Yes, sir. Before I'm through, that pig will tour the country. He'll meet celebrities, movie stars, politicians.
Well, that sounds mighty fine, Mr. Lawrence, but there's something you should know. Well,
say, he is a prize pig, isn't he?
Oh, it's a prize pig, all right.
That's
but,
all I want to know. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be starting back for New York.
Won't you stay for lunch?
I'd love to, Mrs. Benson, but I must get back and start things rolling. Thanks, just the same.
Now, Alice will walk you to the gate, won't you, dear?
Oh, well.
Oh, don't bother. You're probably still a little weak.
Oh, I'm all right, really. Besides, a little air will do me good.
Hey, but, Mr. Lawrence, you still haven't...
Oh, hush, James, hush. Huh? Can't you see they want to be alone?
Well, this is where I leave you, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, but not for long. I'll be back.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of.
What's that you said?
Oh, why, I said I'm afraid this is all a dream.
Well, if it is, don't wake me up. You know, this may sound like a line, but the moment I saw you, I said to myself, this is it. The real thing.
Oh no, you mustn't.
But, Alice.
Oh, Mr. Lawrence, you hardly know me.
Not Mr. Lawrence, honey. Mike.
All right, Mike, but...
That's better. And as for knowing you... Well, you're different from any woman I've ever met.
Oh, but Mr. Law, I mean, Mike...
Ever since I first saw you, I've been wanting to take you in my arms and kiss you.
Oh, but my God. Oh, dear.
Alice, I hate to, but I've got to leave now. And I can hardly wait to tell J.B. about you.
About me?
Yes, he thinks all women are phony, that they're always pretending to be something they aren't, but...
Oh, well, maybe...
He's wrong, Alice. He's never met any woman like you.
Hello?
Hello, Alicia?
Oh, Herbert, thank heaven.
I called the farm as soon as I got your message, Alicia, but you had left. Something wrong?
Yes, everything's wrong.
But,
Listen, Herbert. Whatever your plan is to make Mike Lawrence look silly, well, I want you to forget it.
But, Alicia, I can't. I arranged the deal through a third party, and he left for Mexico City this morning.
He left for Mexico City?
Yes, I couldn't stop it if I wanted to.
Herbert, exactly what did you arrange?
Well, it's very confidential, and if I do say so myself, it's rather brilliant.
Now, please, Herbert, what is it?
Why, I arranged to have someone kidnap the winning pig. Pretty good, huh?
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Addie Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is Myron Wallace.
From time to time, we all like to try something a little new and different. But we always enjoy those traditional treats that never change. Treats like the delightful taste of a Forever Yours candy bar. With each bite of Forever Yours, your teeth sink through the thick, dark chocolate coating. The golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel and the soft vanilla nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk, all melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in Forever Yours. Treat yourself to the enjoyment that is Forever Yours.
There's the call. bell for the third act of Connecticut Farmer, brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Alicia Fairchild, who is really Alice Benson, is trying to get the Preston Pork Sausage account for her agency, and so is Mike Lawrence for his. But Mike arranged a contest for prize pigs, and Alicia's pig won it. And Mike, meeting Alicia without knowing who she is, fell in love with her. Now later, Mike enters the office of J.B. Boswick, his boss.
Good morning, J.B. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Is it? Well, sit down, young Larkinvar, and let me louse it up for you.
What's the matter, J.B.?
Oh, everything's just peachy. You know who I was talking to on the phone just now?
No, I'll bite.
Horace Bigelow.
Oh, so he's throwing in the towel, huh?
I should say he isn't. He's wrapping it around my neck and pulling it.
What?
So you finally met the girl of your dreams, the sweet, simple farm girl.
Oh, J.B.,
look,
she's...
you lovesick Romeo. Your farm girl is Alicia Fairchild, girl advertising executive.
Alicia Fair... No. No, she couldn't be.
But she is.
Oh, good grief.
Of all the people in the country who own prize pigs, you had to pick her.
Oh, but J.B.,
and that wasn't enough. Bigelow, with tears in his eyes, the rat, told me that someone kidnapped the pig last night.
Kidnapped the pig? Oh, golly, I...
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to see a girl about a pig. Okay, Miss Fairchild.
Mike.
See here, Miss Fairchild and I are in conference.
That's okay, Bigelow. They tried to keep me out, but I barged in anyway.
Mike, what's the idea?
It's Mr. Lawrence to you, Miss Fairchild. Well, now you're in more natural surroundings, a mahogany desk.
Lawrence, that's not very...
You keep out of this, Herbert. This is a private fight.
Mike, please, you've got to listen. I tried to tell you,
but... You
did
a fine piece of acting, you mean.
But that...
The way you pulled that phony feint and then letting me make love to you.
Oh, Mike.
Alicia, is that true?
Now, Herbert, please, don't...
And that wasn't enough, was it, Miss Fairchild? No. You had to have your pig kidnapped.
Alicia had nothing to do with that. Kidnapping the pig was my idea.
Oh, it was it?
Yes.
Then I take back what I said about this being a private fight.
What? What do you mean?
Herbert, I've been itching to do this for a long time.
Don't you dare strike me.
Oh, why, you...
Goodbye, Miss Fairchild. It's been peachy knowing you.
Mike, wait. Oh, Mike.
Oh.
Oh, you can get up now, Herbert. He's gone. For good.
And good riddance, too, if you ask me.
Go shut up. Nobody asked you.
Why, Alicia, you sound like...
Well, you're right. I am in love with her.
But, Alicia...
Get out of here, Herbert. Let me nurse my aching heart and teeth. And you'd better put something on that eye.
Mike, where have you been?
None of your business where I've been. I just came back to the office to get a couple of things before I leave.
What do you mean, leave?
I'm going to Alaska, that's what I mean.
Now, look, son...
J.B., you were right. All women are phony.
But, Mike, I was wrong.
Oh, sure.
At least I was about one woman.
Who's that, your mother?
No. Alicia Fairchild, she's one in a million.
Huh. Are you kidding?
Have you seen the afternoon papers?
No, and I don't...
Well, the story about the kidnapping of her prize pig broke in every edition. It's terrific. And everyone mentions Preston's pork sausages.
Come on, J.B., you don't have to rub it in.
But you don't understand, Mike. Preston thinks it was all part of your publicity campaign.
Huh?
He had me on the phone for half an hour telling me how great you are.
Listen, if this is a gag...
But it isn't. And Alicia planted the story and gave you all the credit.
No.
Yes, and that's not all. Old man Bigelow also called up to suggest a merger with you and Alicia as junior partners.
Hold it, J.B., you're going too fast for me.
Well, that's the way things have been going today, Mike. So snap out of it, son. You've got to do a lot of catching up.
But... Why should Alicia do all that?
Because she's in love with you, you sap.
She's in love with...
She tried to tell you that this morning, but you didn't give her a chance.
Well, yeah, but don't forget it was you who steamed me up.
That was a mistake. I'm sorry. Except for that shiner you gave Herbert. I hear it's a beauty.
Say, speaking of Herbert, where does he fit into this new firm?
At the bottom, son. Horace is making him office boy.
That's all I want to know.
Hey, where are you going now?
Up to Connecticut to see a farmer about a merger. Hey, you there, little girl.
Mike. Oh, Mike, I'm so glad you came.
So am I, Farmer Benson. Oh, gee, you've still got that smudge on your nose.
Oh, Mike, I was so afraid that I'd lost you.
No, darling. It was I who almost lost you.
But I tried to tell you.
I know, and I was too pig-headed to listen. But it's all right now. And speaking of pigs, don't worry about your prize porker, honey. We'll get him back.
Oh, but that's not necessary.
I don't get it.
Come with me, darling. And you will. There. See what I mean?
Why, that's...
Yes, darling, that's Lady Belle, my prize pig. She's a mother now. Aren't they cute? All 10 of them.
Oh, but I thought... You mean... He's a she?
Yes, dear. That's what Father was trying to tell you, but you were too...
Don't say it. But wait a minute. I thought they kidnapped him. I mean her.
Oh, no. You see, when you talk so enthusiastically about making Lady Belle famous, well, Father thought the excitement would be too much for her.
Oh, I see. You mean because of her, that is...
Yes.
Yes.
So that night, he took her over to a neighbor's farm and...
And the wrong pig was kidnapped.
Yes.
Well, what do you know? And say, those kids of Lady Belle's are kind of cute.
Oh, they're darling.
Sort of gives a fella ideas.
Why, my.
Well, maybe not so many, darling. At least not right away.
Oh, Mike. You come away from here this very instant.
The curtain falls on the last act of our Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Tonight's Curtain Time stars Harry Elders and Manny Sargent. The supporting players were Viola Berwick, Maurice Copeland, Arthur Peterson, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Barber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next week we have sort of a mystery.
Except that it isn't a mystery.
Oh, that's true, Harry. But the question is...
May I ask just what the question is?
Well, the question is...
Who is Chris Randolph?
All right, who is he?
That's the name of the play, Pat. Be sure to be here for it.
You bet, I'll be here for it. Thanks and good night, Nanny Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now, I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting Astor Theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Forever Yours present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for real candy pleasure... Treat yourself to the enjoyment that is forever
yours. This is
yours.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.